This is Eddie Kramer. I was Jimi Hendrix's engineer and producer, and you're in the studio with Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock.
Thanks, Eddie. I'm Redbeard. Despite the crush of hundreds of thousands of concertgoers, the rain, the sea of mud, the crude recording equipment, and the technical problems, the entire set of Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock has miraculously survived and been lovingly restored by Eddie Kramer and John McDermott.
And I'm just grateful that we were able to get back to those original tapes that Kramer recorded in the truck in 1969, and put them together in sequence as Jimmy played them, and present to fans the best of his Woodstock moments. I mean, I think that for many years, the Woodstock album and movie kind of crystallized Jimmy's performance, the Star Spangled Banner and Purple Haze particularly, as the highlight of that original festival. I think for many, many people, their memory of Woodstock and Jimi Hendrix is intertwined. So it's an important release for people. It's a touchstone for people of Jimmy's generation, and I think for young fans, they look at it. It's one of those iconic moments where they're saying, you know, if I get one Jimi Hendrix live album, it's probably going to be live at Woodstock. You can, in fact, argue that there are greater Hendrix performances. But I think that fans, you know, for some reason, just the link between Jimmy and Woodstock is so strong that they think that that's the one I got to have.
I just said the name of the group one more time. It was the first little gig. We'd like to say thank you very much, man, for letting us in your ears, in your hearts. And the name of the group is the Sun and Rainbows. And you can call it Band of Gypsies, anything you want. Let me call again. The cat with the purple pants on playing combos over there. That's Juma. Then we have Larry Lee with a head scarf around his face. And we got Billy Cox playing bass over there. And then Mitch Mitchell. And we have Jerry Valette.
To do was to recreate the event and let people hear what Jimmy performed. We started with Message to Love because that's what he walked on stage and did. And at the time, it was known as Message to the Universe. It's a great track that obviously evolved into a studio version, which we put out on an album called South Satin Delta with the big band, and that Jimmy later refined and put much more of a funk groove into with the Band of Gypsies. It's always been one of the great tracks from that album. Spanish Castle Magic by The Experience, I think, was wonderful to hear it in that expanded arrangement, which gave Jimmy a lot more freedom to solo and to try different things. And the other unreleased tracks that we were able to put in, we wanted Loverman because it was a great concert song Jimmy played really throughout his career, right up through some of his final performances. Loverman was always a part of the set list, as was Foxy Lady. Billy Cox always felt that Jimmy enjoyed playing that because it gave him an opportunity to do his stage routines and play the guitar between his legs and behind the head and do all of what he felt like doing at that particular concert.
to when it's jamming, that's all. You can leave or you can clap.
Thank you.
kiss this guy.
Hendrix biographer and producer John McDermott.
And we restored the encore, which was so rare for Hendrix, when he came back out and did Hey Joe, in a way for thanking the crowd for sticking with them. You hear many of his comments in the CD where he's in some ways almost apologizing for the loose feel, and the fact that they're just put together for this gig. And I think in the end, he wanted to try a song called Valleys of Neptune. They didn't quite have it, and he didn't feel he knew the words well enough to do it. So he reverted to the song that I think he really knew they wanted to hear and left them with a positive feeling about the performance.
Fittingly, the song that launched Jimi Hendrix's career in England was the one he left them with 30 years ago to bring the legendary Woodstock Festival to a close. The echoes of that weekend still reverberate through popular culture. I'm Redbeard, back in the studio after this.
Introducing Mach 3 from Gillette, the first triple blade shaving system. Mach 3, three blades specially positioned to shave progressively closer. You take one stroke, it takes three, so you don't have to shave the same area over and over, which means less irritation. Mach 3, three blades, fewer strokes, less irritation. Mach 3, only from Gillette.
As the pilot flies through the night sky, the helmsman steers a course that is true. The weather crew keeps an eye on the storm, the captain gives the final word, and the plane safely lands on board the aircraft carrier USS Enterprise. In the Navy, no journey is ever made alone. Find out about training in over 60 specialized fields, including nuclear engineering, electronics, or telecommunications. Visit NavyJobs.com or call 1-800-USA-NAVY. Let the journey begin.
Paid for by the U.S. Navy. Sometimes long-lasting makeup can last longer than you do. Luckily, Biore is on the case. Use the Biore Facial Cleansing Cloth and makeup comes off when you tell it to. Biore cloths have special Hydroweave fibers to grab up dirt, oil, and makeup. No rinsing, no water. Just absolutely clean skin. Anytime, any place. And to really clean up, look for Biore Facial Cleansing Cloths at Walgreens and get up to $6 back by mail on Biore products now through August 28th. Biore. Clean. Honest.
There once lived a rock star named Thorax who mooched constantly from his manager, Trixie.
Who wants your milkshake, Trix?
No, Thorax.
Or that pie?
Yours.
Oh, how about your pack of Juicy Fruit?
But when it came to the sweet, tempting Juicy Fruit, Thorax's mooching crossed the line.
Yeah, I want my Juicy Fruit, so miss off!
Trixie advised, adding,
get your own, beggar boy!
And so, Thorax learned Juicy Fruit is the gotta-have-sweet gum. And when you gotta have sweet, you gotta have your own pack of Juicy Fruit.
Yeah.
You are listening to the SFX Radio Network.